Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.
As we've been hearing on the show over the last couple of weeks, the prolonged wet conditions here are having a huge impact on farmers right across the country. Milk supplies are down, there's a shortage of fodder, and the price of cattle now is dropping. Well, joining me on the line for more is Amy Ford, who's the news editor with the Farmers Journal. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning, Claire.
We'll start with the new fodder subsidy that was announced. So €40 a bale. Do we know at what level that subsidy is being used so far? How needed is it?
So, no, we don't know how what the take-up is going to be like for this. It was only launched on Tuesday, essentially, of this week. And it'll essentially be a transport subsidy scheme for farmers who are short of fodder. And a financial contribution will be given towards the cost of transporting bales or pit silage or fodder beet onto farmers who really need it at the minute. And I suppose you mentioned €40 a bale there. So that's for more bigger bales, essentially, 8x4s by trees. There's a €20 per bale subsidy for 4x4s, for hay or straw for feeding, €30 for haylage or silage, and then €40 for that bigger bale of silage. And then we're at €40 again per tonne of pit silage or fodder beet that farmers need. And I suppose a condition of this is that silage or hay that was bought prior to the 31st of March is not eligible for the scheme, and farmers who are in need of fodder can download application forms from the Department of Agriculture's website.
And that subsidy, does that only kick in if you're transporting the fodder more than 75 kilometres?
That's it, exactly. So there's still a few things, I suppose, questions that we'd like answered, I suppose, that are up in the air. So this scheme is going to be run by the co-ops, essentially. So co-ops around the country are going to source the fodder. The fodder needs to be sourced from the island of Ireland. It can't be imported, which we would have seen during the last, I suppose, the fodder crisis of 2018, when there was fodder import from outside of the island. This scheme is different to that in that it is for fodder just from the island, and the co-ops are going to source that, and it will be verified. They'll need to verify that it came from further than 75 kilometres away. Whether that's 75 kilometres from the co-op or 75 kilometres from the farm that's receiving it, that's to be confirmed yet.
Ah, okay, interesting. That's a big question that I'm sure farmers will want answered. And we've heard here on the programme that there is plenty of fodder in the country. Is that what you're hearing as well? And if there is, where is it and where does it need to move to?
Yeah, so I suppose anyone in the southeast of the country listening, you know, have been really hit really hard by the prolonged wet weather that we've had. And, you know, it's been said a good few many times now at this stage that it's been raining since July in many parts of the country. I suppose, look, the National Fodder and Food Security Committee met again earlier this week, 10 days after the last meeting. And Chagas had an update again on fodder stocks around the country. And they're saying that there is still plenty of fodder out there. There's still plenty of fodder for sale online. But that now, you know, as the rain continues to fall, literally, obviously, the longer the rain continues, the more fodder that's needed on farms. And dry stock farms in the west and northwest are now starting to come under pressure for fodder. So there's less silage on farms now than the last meeting, with more silage moving from farm to farm. So, you know, neighbours have been neighbours out, people in the same parish or maybe over across the county line that people might know where they've bought fodder or straw from over the years. And, you know, there's still been no chance for farmers to get out and spread fertiliser to basically start looking at grass silage for next winter either. So that's going to be an issue there as well. But look, the southeast is the situation where it's most compounded essentially by the weather. And I suppose I know it's been said in your programme before, Claire, that, you know, the kicker is that there's grass there, looking at farmers, they just can't get out, can't get their stock out to graze it because of the ground conditions.
Yeah, and if they do let the cattle out, they churn up the ground, which causes further problems, doesn't it, Amy? You mentioned the spreading of fertiliser there, that there's been no opportunity to do that, and we have heard about the slurry tanks being full now. What are you hearing about that?
Yeah, it's much the same, that, you know, it's ground is just untrafficable in parts. Now, there are pockets of the country where, you know, there has been some slightly good drying in parts of the country and things have evened out slightly. But the majority of the country is still way behind where it usually is in terms of everything, in terms of turnout of stock, in terms of fertiliser being spread, slurry being spread and everything. So there's still a way to go on that front. And we speak to farmers this week on page 8 of the paper. And, you know, they're saying that they usually cut silage in the middle of May. And that's going to be delayed this year, and it'll possibly be the end of May, maybe June, weather dependent, when they get a cut. And that was from a farmer down in Waterford, which would have earlier silage cutting dates than they would potentially in the west of Ireland, where traditionally we're used to longer winters, if I can put it that way. We're used to more rain, but it's just continued on. And I suppose we explained that in the paper as well this week from Ed Aaron, that the reason for the breakdown in the weather, basically, that's explained there as well, and that the southeast has really been getting more rain than it has usually.
Now, you've been looking as well at the impact on the trade, on the cattle trade, and the drop in prices over the last couple of weeks. So what are you seeing?
Yeah, so my colleague Adam Woods has this. So basically, the heavy rain and the continued delayed turnout of stock has started to impact the cattle trade, and there's been a drop in cattle prices in the last 2 weeks. And that's obviously a direct impact of the weather. And analysis of our data shows that the average quality 500 kg basically heifers have fallen by about 88 euro per head. So what essentially has happened here, Claire, is that the weather, essentially, traditional grass buyers have been unable to basically get out and buy cattle because of the ground conditions. So these are cattle buyers who go into the mart and who basically buy cattle and put them out on grass on their own farm for the rest of the year before sending them off again. But obviously, because those farmers who put them out on grass don't have access onto that ground because of the weather, and their slurry tanks might have been getting full, it's going to cost them more to buy those cattle now and put them in a shed and feed them. Grass, the cheapest form of feed on farms across the country. And that's, you know, that's our green image, that's everything that we market ourselves on. But it's going to cost farmers more, and they're going to have more potential issues in terms of, you know, slurry tanks getting fuller again. If they buy them now and put them in the shed rather than buying them maybe in a couple of weeks' time and not putting them straight to grass.
So they're staying away from the mart?
They're staying away at the minute, and, like, you know, they're going to, if they're short of fodder as well, they're not going to obviously go out and buy cattle that they can't feed or can't put onto grass. So that's having an impact there. But hopefully the weather does turn and that those grass buyers can become more active around mart rings.
The other part of the market, though, the live export trade, that's still performing, is it?
Thankfully, for cattle farmers, it is. So the Wainland trade is the only light at the minute, in the trade at the minute, and exporters are buying a lot of Wainlands in marts around the country. So the trade for top quality Wainlands in the kind of 300 to 400 kg weight bracket is at 380 a kilo, which is a good price. Heavier Wainlands did see a kind of a cut in price with less buying activity from some factory feeders in the last 2 weeks, and they're seeing a slight reduction. So there is some positivity there on the Wainland side of things, but not for our regular kind of cattle trade, I'll call it, between heifers and steers, to go on to farms for further finishing.
We were talking to Hazel Mullins, the vet, on the programme, I think it was last week, but she was telling us about how the milk changes if the cows are inside and they're being fed on fodder indoors. That's affecting the milk supply, is it now?
Yeah, so milk supply around the country, look, we have peak milk supply. So the cows in this country produce the most amount of milk in May, June in the country. It's peak because, you know, they're out on grass, eating that grass and essentially converting that into milk. So the first quarter of the year, essentially to date, milk supplies are back by about 10% around the country in general. And obviously it depends on the co-op or the processor. You know, in Kerry, milk volumes are down around 10% in the year to date compared to the same time in 23, and they're back 5% on a weekly basis, whereas in Dairy Gold, down still in Munster there, supplies are down 8% compared to last year and down 10% compared to 2022. If we move further north, Lakeland Dairies, its total supply for the Republic and Northern Ireland was back 3%, and week to week supplies are down 2% compared to 2023, and in general its supply at this side of the border is back 6%. So basically, this drop in milk supply is obviously then affected by the weather as well, because cows are not out on grass, essentially. And that's been compounded by a sharp reduction in milk protein. So the protein that's in the milk that cow produces. And farmers are struggling to reach the required level of 3.3% milk protein in their milk, and thereby get base milk prices. So we have base milk prices set by each of the co-ops, and then you're paid on certain constituents of the milk or the protein and fat in that milk, and some farmers aren't meeting that because of the weather. And this is all coming back to the lack of turnout once
again. Okay, so a lot of implications across the board. Farm inspections, there's a bit of a disconnect, is there, between the Department of Agriculture and some local authorities, because the department have said we'll pause inspections because of what's happening in agriculture, but the county council inspections are going ahead.
Yeah, so this was an interesting one. We got in contact with all the county councils last week. We sent them off a query with the aim of getting them all in this week's paper. Now, we don't have them all back, but last week the department basically moved to scrap all of its non-essential farm inspections, so inspections that weren't specifically required to support payments or schemes up until the 22nd of April. And this is a move by the department. So we then said, you know, obviously all the local authorities, all our county councils also carry out farm inspections. So Mayo Meath and Roscommon, they've all confirmed that they're continuing with their farm inspections over the coming week, while Cavan, Kilkenny and Galway, they've all stopped and they've hit pause until the 22nd of April, in line with the Department of Agriculture, in line with the 22nd of April date as well. I suppose Roscommon County Council told us it had not received any formal correspondence or instruction from the Department of Agriculture or the EPA to pause inspections. Tipperary, they said they were monitoring the weather situation and will keep its inspection programme under review. Mm-hmm. And then both Sligo and Wicklow, they said that they had no farm inspections planned. But I suppose the key thing that they all said, Claire, was that inspections will continue where there is any agricultural water pollution complaints. Okay. Around the country. They were all clear on that.
And listen, we had Owen Sherlock on from Met Éireann yesterday, and the hope is that the weather might change from next week, from next Tuesday, he said. So how quickly could this turn around if we had a lift in the conditions?
So if there's a couple of good days of drying, Claire, you know, it would do an awful lot for, one, for the mental health of farmers alone, and then two, obviously getting cows out to graze. And something that we haven't mentioned at all yet is obviously tillage farmers and the opportunity. They haven't had an opportunity to get out this spring to plant their crops. So a real couple of solid dry days would go a long way for morale, and then obviously for turnout and then planting and getting ground ready for planting at the same time. So hopefully the weather does change. I think this Met Éireann said that there's high pressure looking like that's going to dominate for a while from next Tuesday or Wednesday onwards. So yeah, we'll all be watching the forecast with eagle eyes.
Absolutely. Amy, thanks so much for bringing us through all of that. That's Amy Ford, the news editor with the Irish Farmers Journal. Coming up next, has cannabis replaced the smell of smoke from cigarettes in our towns and our cities?
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.